really interesting because a few years ago, very much around the start of the backlash against a particular kind of like girl posting, there was a post about how the reason that you couldn't do Lord of the Flies with only girls on the island is that the girls would just end up just helping each other or something.
Right, yeah.
And everyone who has, well, certainly everyone who had been to like a girl's school would all just be like, I don't think so. It would be exactly the same, just with more to-do lists.
Yeah, and that's what Yellow Jackets is. It is very much like, it is literally
it's
just like
Lord of the Flies with to-do lists.
Yeah, and the women...
Okay, I'm not going to watch that. It sounds shit.
Yeah, and the girls are vicious and they're violent and they're like, just like mean to each other and like really kind of sinister, but they are very organized and they have lots of schedules.
Okay. Like, why on earth would I want... to see that sounds awful. I had to be a teenage girl. I don't want to watch them now.
Yeah, okay, right. So for me, it's this fascination, but I just thought it was an interesting observation when I was thinking about, again, as you mentioned, those types of posts which were just like, if the crypto island was filled with women, it would be functional and it would also be environmentally friendly.
God's sake.
So yeah, I'm excited for the Girlboss Island, the Girlboss Crypto Island to emerge like pretty soon. I'm thinking if it happens, I will be applying for a visa to go there. I think it'll be a very well organized and fun place to be.
No, I think it's interesting with the end of the time of the Girlboss.
Yeah.
And the advent of the time of the Fleabag, which I know has had its own backlash. But it's two very different archetypes of how to perform womanhood and femininity. Both are predicated on having quite a large amount of disposable income, but too much ink is filled about that. And I actually don't think it's an especially interesting way of approaching it and way of looking at it. But it's true. Like if Fleabag didn't have a safety net, then her problems would be rather more severe than she fancies a boy who doesn't like her, but it's also what it's about as well. So
yeah,
it'd be a completely different thing. I don't even know why I'm going into there's absolutely no need whatsoever for me to defend Fleabag, and also like that fucking woman and that program has ruined my life.
Look, I've got to make an admission, but I haven't actually seen Fleabag.
You don't need to see it. You don't need to see it. Like, it's not, you are not the demo. It's not like, you are simply not the demo. But can you imagine if there was a bloke called Hussein? I know Hussein is a slightly more usual name than Phoebe is, but like it's unusual enough that you have to put a last name to it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, yeah.
Hussein Kisvani. So if there was like another Hussein, everyone would absolutely just assume that they were talking about you, right?
Yeah, okay, right.
But like imagine that they are like not quite in the same job as you, but very much adjacent.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Right.
This fucking other Hussein is just everywhere you look.
Yeah.
And has also come to stand in as a very, very particular emblem for a very, very particular kind overprivileged, like tone deaf writing. And just think about how that would feel.
Yeah, you spend so long sort of developing a very specific brand for a very like niche content economy, and then all of a sudden someone just like shows up, steals your limelight, steals your valor, and until then, every time you introduce yourself and you're like, my name is Phoebe and I'm a writer, they're like, oh, like Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
But how fucking dare you?
Well, okay, so
you know, I'm convinced that there is a that there was a previous Attila before Attila the Hun.
I didn't know that.
Who had I don't think this is real, but this is something that I have decided.
Yeah,
that there was like the first like original Attila who was nowhere near. who was nowhere near as well known. And when Attila the Hun came through, they were just like, what? I am Attila. I was going somewhere with this. I've completely lost the thread of it. Oh yeah, it was about being kind of messy and emotional, and how kind of the pendulum swings in terms of what is deemed to be a kind of recognizable and appropriate way of performing womanhood. And obviously this is I'm talking about cis womanhood here because the expectations placed on trans women are much more rigorous and strict. But this interesting kind of pendulum swing between the girl boss who never cries and doesn't like babies and doesn't like animals, and kind of swung sort of to the other side, which is women who cry all the time.
Mm.
and that kind of part of the whole thing is the constant emotional acting out. And this is what leads me to, and this is a late submission. We've gone to the wild with this one. This is, you know, really kind of like like big news coming in at the middle of the night. All the presses have gone to sleep. I'm going to go wake them up.
Okay, yeah.
And it's literally a post from today. And honestly, I've kind of made it sound as if it's more interesting than it actually is. But I don't think it's uninteresting.
All good. Yeah. Okay. So just to clarify for the listeners, today is the 11th of January, 2022.
Mm-hmm. Although actually now I've clocked that it was posted on the 10th of January, but UK Twitter got their hands on it today.
Okay, yeah, and we know, like we're the center of we're the heart of darkness. So it was published on the 11th of January, 2022. That's when it was recognized. That was when it was placed in the little tweets museum that exists on our desk. Okay, so would you like to read this tweet?
Okay, I'll read this tweet. I'm not going to read out the woman's app because she's, as far as I can tell, she's like just some person. She doesn't have a blue tick. She's not well known and public facing, and there's like no particular need to kind of direct any kind of hostile attention towards that. But here we go. It is a thread. I will read some of the stuff in the thread. While I don't want men to completely avoid it, seeing a man cry does turn me off. I'm seeing the pendulum swing from men shouldn't cry to a man crying has zero effect on his attractiveness, and neither of these are true. So this is this is an absolutely standard. Why are you posting like you are halfway through a conversation with me?
Right. Okay.
This is not something which anyone needs to hear. And if this is your kind of feeling about something, there is such a thing as close friends or even less close friends and family members or whatever to kind of say your view about this too. It's an extraordinary decision, and also one which is, as we have discussed ad nauseam, it's a very, very useful diagnostic tool for when someone has posting disease. That when they've had a thought, the first thing that they think of doing with it is publishing this thought in front of a amorphous, potentially millions of people, and with no real thought or assumption of the automatic hostility of that environment.
Yeah.